A couple of hundred people packed into the Sutton Elementary School in the Matanuska Valley last night to make their feelings known about a proposed coal development in the area. The Department of Natural Resources Division of Mining, Land and Water hosted the public hearing as part of the permit renewal process for Usabelli Coal's Wishbone Hill project. The proposed coal mine is located in an area with a long history of coal mining, although more recently, a residential community has grown up there, and conflict between the two seems unavoidable. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Department of Natural Resources officials extended the meeting by an hour to accommodate as many speakers as possible. The testimony was about evenly divided between supporters and opponents of coal development. Many homeowners along the road system near the mine area are caught between concerns about health and environmental hazards and a need for jobs and community economic stability. Usabelli Coal has applied for a standard 5-year renewal of its Wishbone Hill mining permit, which the company has held since 1997, says Usabelli External Affairs Manager Lorelei Simon.
And our company has actively maintained those leases and permits since then.
Before that, the permits were held by other companies, and much of the environmental data supporting the permits dates back to the mid-1980s. That fact provided a target for mine opponents like Carly Weir. She says environmental and human health impacts need another look.
There are over 100 families that live within 1 mile of where this mine would be located. I mean, driving here, the winds were crazy. I can only imagine the toxic coal dust that will blow through the valley on nights like tonight if this mine is permitted.
The project in the Matanuska Valley is now in its exploratory phase, but if Usabelli decides to move forward on it and the state approves its permit renewal, Simon says mining could start in about 18 months. While some property owners don't want industry so close to home, many in the community welcome the mine. Chris Gates lives near Sutton.
There's a very small number of things that make sense to do in Alaska. Coal mining is one of them, and coal mining here is especially one. We've seen it work well here. Our state constitution expects responsible resource development. There's not a good reason not to open this mine here. In fact, it's very well suited. Please allow this mine.
And the Sutton Community Council supports the mine project. Conversely, members of the Chickaloon tribe were outspoken about the mine's presumed impact on their nearby land and on children who attend a tribal school. Chickaloon Village Traditional Council's Indian Child Welfare Case Manager Penny Westing predicted negative social impacts.
As people become worried about not having clean air to breathe, clean water to drink, and land to recreate on, as well as provide sustenance for their families, they'll become depressed. The divide between neighbors, lifelong friends, and family members is ever increasing between the anti-coal and the pro-coal ways of thinking.
But Sutton's Roger Purcell says he's been to Healy to check out Usabelli's coal mine there, and he said that the coal company has done a good job at reclaiming the land. Lorelei Simon says Usabelli is getting a lot of community support.
Not just in the Sutton area, but certainly borough-wide. We've had a number of people call the office, come to the office, send us emails, and express their support, and a lot of them are looking for jobs.
Usabelli says the mine will provide 75 jobs, but Jeremiah Millen, executive director of the land use group Friends of Matsu, says the mine will only set a precedent for all Alaska.
The location where it's being proposed here is just not feasible, and it's a full-on residential community, and you can't put a strip mine and smack dab in the middle of a residential community.
Millen questioned the validity of Usabelli's current permit. The hearing lasted 4 hours and marked the end of the public comment on the Wishbone Hill permits. Russell Kirkham, manager of the state's coal regulatory program, said it will be 60 to 90 days before a final decision is made on the permit renewal. I'm Ellen Lockyer.